Greetings, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest roundup of insurance news as of Monday, June 2nd, 2025. Let's kick off our weekly summary with a story highlighting the importance of understanding policy terms. A claim for physiotherapy expenses by a female football player was rejected by AIG Australia due to policy restrictions. The sports star suffered osteochondritis dissecans in her right ankle, but the insurance company argued that this condition did not fit their definition of injury, pointing out the lack of a single external event. This perspective was backed by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA. What's the takeaway? We must take the time to fully comprehend insurance terms to accurately gauge coverage eligibility. Moving on to another timely topic, flood insurance in New South Wales. Premier Chris Minns urges insurers to expedite flood claim processes as the number of stricken policyholders increase. The state government has extended a hand through support hubs at Turie and Port Macquarie to assist flood victims. Minister Daniel Molino raised concerns over protracted claim delays, suggesting better case tracking and advocacy. Concurrently, the importance of learning from past flood events and advancing cautiously in high-risk areas is emphasized. In another key development, life insurer Ascenda has acted swiftly in the wake of the New South Wales floods, offering a premium reprieve for up to 3 months along with access to counseling and health resources. With over 4,100 claims predominantly focused on personal property, this measure aims to ease financial stress for affected individuals and underscores the critical part insurers play during such adversities. We now shift our focus to a story that underlines the importance of transparency and consumer awareness. Eric Insurance has been instructed by FCA to refund a policyholder for a guaranteed asset protection or GAP policy unjustly sold 13 years ago. The policy, tied to a vehicle loan, allegedly came across as mandatory from a car sales agent. A premium, including the sales commission, an element not disclosed to the consumer, was included in the loan. Eric Insurance must now reimburse the premium with interest and inflation adjustments. That wraps up our weekly digest in insurance news. Always remember, understanding your rights, keeping abreast of changes, and asking those questions can make all the difference. This is Paige Estrotori speaking on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted guide for personal and business insurance, always focused on keeping you informed. Visit us on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more insights on crucial financial matters. Stay well, stay informed, and we'll bring you the latest next week.